This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs. A new lawsuit demands the Adams County Sheriff's Office start allowing families to have in-person visits with their loved ones. CPR's Molly Cruz has that story.
This is the third in a string of lawsuits around the country brought by civil rights groups under what they're calling the Right to Hug Project. The plaintiffs include both young children and parents of people in jail. Attorneys say families have spent hundreds of dollars every month to stay in touch with their loved ones through phone and video calls, and over the last 5 years, the county has made more than $3 million from those virtual visits. They argue that the added costs do real damage to the inmates' families. The Adams County Sheriff's Office would not comment on the pending litigation. Many Colorado counties ban in-person jail visits. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
A judge on Colorado's western slope will soon decide if a church is guilty of ordinance violations for housing the homeless. CPR's Tom Hess has more.
After 9 hours of testimony, the Montrose United Methodist Church awaits a ruling in a case focused on it allowing an unhoused camp on its property last winter. Attorneys for the city say the camp created a public nuisance. The city cited the church for numerous infractions. Church leaders say they allowed the camp because of increased penalties connected to the city's camping ban. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
And I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs with KRCC and CPR News. 6 minutes past 7 o'clock, Colorado Matters coming up next, followed by Fresh Air at 8.